This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, who is also chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is the coalition of House conservatives. We want to get his thoughts today on the latest developments in the energy debate and specifically the decision by the Environmental Protection Agency to enforce carbon dioxide restrictions ever since the Supreme Court has announced that that has been declared a pollutant. The EPA has modified its initial plan a little bit, and the congressman's here to explain what it will do and why he's still very much bothered by it. And, sir, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Greg. Appreciate it. Great to be with you again.
Explain for our listeners briefly what the EPA wants to do here, because what we heard as the climate change bill ran into big trouble in the Senate was that it didn't make that much difference because the EPA planned to regulate carbon dioxide. What exactly is the EPA poised to do?
Well, I think it's extremely important to appreciate that the policy-setting body in our form of government is the legislative branch. And there's clear challenges within the Congress of the United States to get past a bill that would stipulate that carbon dioxide and other carbon fragments in pollutants ought to be regulated in the way that the EPA believes it ought to. Now, the administration and the courts, frankly, have determined that they want to write law. And so EPA and this administration has gone, I believe, beyond the bounds of their authority. And the EPA has said that starting next year, they will limit the amount of greenhouse gases from the largest energy producers in our nation, which will, of necessity, one, violate the normal processes of the Congress setting the policy in the United States, but also drive up energy costs for virtually every single American, something that at this time is just killing jobs and making it more difficult for everybody across this land to be able to make ends meet.
Just how significant would the restrictions be on the emissions? Was it pretty much in line with what the legislation called for that just never got to the president's desk?
Yeah, it's it appears to be as, and we're working our way through it, but it appears to be as limiting as the most egregious examples that came across the desks of us in Congress last year. So it doesn't apply to small businesses, and it doesn't apply to farms, but it does apply to the large energy producers, which again will result in significant increase in costs for energy production, and that cost will be passed on to the consumer at every single turn.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman Tom Price. And, sir, it seems from what we've seen recently, the EPA is trying to soften the blow on this a little bit with some new language. What can you tell us about that and what impact it would actually have?
Well, what they have said is that they will only limit it to a threshold for greenhouse gases and permitting requirements that will be in the largest energy producers. They talk about common sense proposal that they have put forward and about it not affecting, again, small businesses and farms. But the fact of the matter is that if this is allowed to go through, it again violates the normal processes and puts the bureaucrats in charge of setting policy and not the policymakers. And two, will result in significant increase in costs with really no significant benefit to the overall environmental quality, as virtually every scientist who has looked at this says that even if the United States was its most oppressive in every single arena in greenhouse gases, that it would only affect the temperature of the Earth by about 0.5 to 1 degree centigrade over the next 100 years. So it's what we call a very long run for a short slide. It's bypassing the normal processes, and it's the reach of this administration once again into the everyday lives of Americans that will be destructive to job creation and the economy.
Congressman, as I mentioned in the introduction, the Supreme Court has weighed in on this in a way that I'm sure you didn't agree with, but giving the government the power to regulate this. But is there anything in that ruling that explains how that has to happen? In other words, is the EPA within constitutional bounds according to the Supreme Court decision, or is this beyond what the court allowed?
Well, it's my understanding that the court has said that the EPA has the authority to do so, but that doesn't mean that that's exactly the normal processes that ought to occur. I think there will be other contests to this. There's no doubt about it. The rule addresses six greenhouse gases, including carbon dioxide and methane and nitrous oxide, the normal byproducts of any production of energy. There was a comment period that normally goes out six-month comment period, and the EPA took those comments into account. As I understand it, over 400,000 comments came in. But again, they are bypassing the normal policy processes of this nation and driving up the cost of energy and every single product in this nation for all consumers.
The Obama administration, and for the most part, talking about their version of legislation that they'd like to see passed, but given that the goals are pretty much the same as what the EPA has suggested here, they say that the most energy consumers would not see much of a tax increase. There might be some, but not a lot. And for most people, that there would be given tax credits in order to offset that, and it would be the utility companies that end up paying the bulk of the freight here. How accurate is that?
Well, this comes from an administration that said that if their stimulus bill was passed, unemployment wouldn't go above 8%, and it now rests at virtually 10%. We've seen 4 million jobs lost since their quote jobs bill unquote was passed, and it's an administration that is full of individuals who have never created a job, never signed the front side of a paycheck, and it's an administration who appears to believe that when businesses have to pay taxes, that somehow that money to pay those taxes comes out of thin air, that it doesn't come from the consumers of the product or the service that the business produces or provides. Businesses don't pay taxes. Consumers do, regardless of what happens and where the tax is levied. You know that. Your listeners know that. So this is an absolutely, I think, oppressive regulation that, again, came about in the wrong way without the support or the endorsement of the policy makers in our society, by an administration that appears to be on a path to decrease the number of jobs available in this nation as opposed to increase them, and by an administration that wants folks to be more dependent on the role of the federal government than anything else.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. How do you expect this to play out? Will the EPA go ahead and implement this and potentially make this a major campaign issue later in the year, or do you think the exposure to what the plan is here will perhaps delay this for some time?
Well, it's supposed to go into effect on January 1 of next year. I believe that that they are serious in their timeline. We hope that what the American people will see, once again, is an administration that is reaching further than anybody ever desired or wanted, and that November will be very telling, and the consequences will be that the policymakers, the legislators, will have a responsibility to do our job once we get back into session after the next election and turn this thing around so that the American people can recognize and once again appreciate the role of the legislative branch.
Congressman, unfortunately our time is up. As always, sir, great to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, also chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the group of House conservatives. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.